How'd you get those funny things on Skype? You call them a Skype there.
Oh, I didn't know.
Okay, so we're moving on to a related topic. We may actually come back. Maybe tomorrow we'll come back to some whatever. But so we're talking about roasting the Korban Pesach. Okay, so the Mishnah is on $9 and Aleph. And it says, Kesa Tomas a Pesach, how do you roast the Pesach? Mevien Shvud Shel Rimon. So you take a spit of, I guess it's pomegranate wood, something like that. Vitoch Osoch Piv, based on the Kavaso, and you stick it through its mouth all the way out the other side. Vinosin. Vinosin es Karov es Bnei Me'ev Osochom. And you put its like arms and its intestines inside of it.
Which bath?
Ayin Dalad. A. So you put the, you stick the innards and everything inside the animal, and you roast it. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Galili. If you kill them, the problem is if you stick everything inside, then you're basically going to be like cooking these innards inside of the animal, because I guess it's going to build up some sort of liquid, and they're going to be cooking. It's like cooking in a pot. It's not a pot, it's in the inside of the animal. So Ella Tol Chutzla. So rather, you hang it on the outside. Okay, so that's a Zerma Chlokas, is would that be a problem of Vishal? Okay, which is an interesting question. I was trying to think about it a little bit before, but so you think about what that machlokas is. Okay, fine, but that's not really what we're taking up. It says, "Ain somas a pesach lo ashpud, lo alaschala." You can't roast the korban pesach on a spit or on a grill, like a grate grill. Amar Rabbi Tzadok, Ma'aser Rigamliel, Shamal Tevi Avda. It was the story of Rigamliel who told his servant Tevi, "Say vitzalon as a pesach alaschala." Go roast for us the Korban Pesach on a grill. On a grave. Sounds like a contradiction to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can't do it and says the story, you know, right? So Gemara takes it up. That says the problem. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, Venesi Shamataha. So why are you using a spit out of pomegranate wood? Why not just use metal? Metal spit. So it says, Aidi Decham Mitzosacham Kula. So because since part of it is hot, so the whole thing is going to heat up. Okay, the outside part is going to become hot because it's in the oven or whatever, and it's going to conduct the heat to the inside part. And now it's the kamatvi machamas hashpud. So now you're going to end up roasting the pesach, the inside of the pesach, because of the spit. Rachmana amar tzli yesh lo tzimach zavar acher. The Torah says it should be roasted by the fire, not roasted by anything else. Right. Tzli'esh. So v'nesi shel dekel, so why not bring like a palm tree? Why do you have to use pomegranate wood? It's a funny type of tree. I did the islay shivi mafik maya v'avik mevushal. So since it has some sort of like rose, it's made in rose, so it's basically it's going to hold the water, and when you cook it using the spit, it's going to exude water, and it's going to end up like cooking it. So v'nesi shel te'ina, so use the day tree. I did the mechalchel mafik maya v'avik mevushal. Since it's some sort of what's that?
Hollow?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. It says it has some sort of what does Rashi say? It's like some sort of moach. Some sort of membranes or whatever. So somehow it has something inside of it that also is gonna exude water. So Venesi Shal Alon, Shal Khrov, Shal Shikma, all these other types of tree. I just say Kitri Mafik Maya. So it has these like I guess like some sort of bumps on it, and you're gonna have to smooth it down with a knife. So then the place where you cut with a knife, so then it's gonna exude water from those little holes in it. Apparently if it's like a smooth outside, if it's like the bark, then it's not going to spit out water. But once you have to cut it with a knife, so you can have like cut marks, so then water is going to go out from there. And the water is going to go into the Pesach, and you're basically going to be boiling the Pesach as opposed to roasting it. So it says, Shal Rimon Ami is by Kitri, but Rimon also has these bumps. So it says, yeah, but she Kitri, its bumps are smooth. So since it's smooth bumps, it's not going to be, you don't have to use the knife. To smooth it out. Okay, v'yibayseima b'nagva barshata d'lasvikitri. Or it's talking about a young tree, like a sapling or whatever. So it's not going to have any bumps. So v'yikabe piskia, but you're still going to have where you cut the tree. I mean, it can't be you're taking a whole tree. You're going to have to cut it at some point, so that cutting the cut part is going to exude water. It doesn't have a bark around it. Says none of the mafik be a piskei levar. So you put that outside the animal. Okay, so basically you work it out in a way that there's no wood is basically, it's not going to conduct the heat, so it's not going to be roasting it based upon the wood. And you use a type of a wood which is not going to exude water and thereby create a vessel problem. Okay, so that's basically why we're using pomegranate wood. Okay, I mean, you just have to work out the details, but you need to avoid both problems, the problem of bushel and the problem of tzli, machmas davar acher, of roasting it by some other medium, so that's the solution. Yeah. So now here's the interesting part. So it says, masnisin l'karv yehuda. So the Mishnah, which says that we can't use metal, is not like Rav Yehuda. The Ritani Rav Yehuda Omer, k'shem sheshpud shalei, tzein on israf, just like a wooden spit is not burned, so kashpud shematech tzein on martiach. So to a metal spit does not get boiling. It's not getting hot.
What's the word for metal in here?
Matechas.
Amatech.
Amrulo, zecham, excessive acham kulo, zecham, sezen acham kulo. So Rav Yehuda's argument is that he says, just like wooden, the wooden spit doesn't burn, the inside of the wooden spit doesn't burn, light on fire, right, burn up, so too, the metal spit doesn't get hot, and therefore it doesn't cook it, based it with metal. So he had to answer back, what do you mean? But this, by the metal, it conducts, and part of it gets hot, the whole thing gets hot, but by wood, it doesn't conduct, and therefore it doesn't burn. So how can you make an equation between metal and wood? He has to know simple physics here, is that it's going to conduct. Right, so what kind of argument is Rav Yehuda saying? Is no, you're allowed to use metal because you could do an experiment. You see, by wood it doesn't get burned, so therefore, obviously, by metal it doesn't get hot. I mean, it just sounds like he's missing the point. I mean, it's too basic of a fact to not realize that metal conducts heat and wood doesn't. Right, anyone who's trying to mix a pot with the metal, you know, with a metal spoon knows that. Right, or a wood spoon. So that's the problem. Problem is, what's Rav Yehuda's argument? What's Rav Yehuda's argument? And it sounds factually untrue. And what's the machlokas? You could say is that the problem is that even if the spit gets hot, so this the cause of the heat is the fire. So it's okay. So first of all, that's not what Rav Yehuda says. He says just like the wooden doesn't get burned, so too the metal doesn't get hot. So apparently he recognized that if the metal did get hot, then it would be a problem. Second of all, there's a case, another Mishnah, is that if the carbon pesach bumps into the wall of the oven, so then the oven is going to roast it, that part of the oven, and then you have to peel off that part of the carbon pesach, because that becomes disqualified, because it's now roasted by the wall, not roasted by the fire. So you see, is that either the wall is hot from the oven, clearly, right? It's hot from the fire, but it doesn't matter. It means roasted by the fire means directly by the fire, not through an intermediate medium. So I'm thinking similar to what Yonah's saying. Just want to say it, put it together a little bit. So the argument is, like, if you'd ask a person, well, what's the cooking agent? This is cooked by what? Okay. Or to say it more halachically, what's the shame? The shame. It's a shame. Tzli machmas blank. What's its identity? This is fire roasted blank. Pan roasted blank. Right? Oven roasted, whatever. Spit roasted. Right? So what he's saying is that there's no such thing as spit roasted. Spit's function in cooking is not to roast it, it holds the thing. That's what it does. It's older. Okay? And it's older, and you'd say no, maybe that's part of the cooking process, right? So it's saying this is that since if you use a wooden spit, if it were part of the cooking process, so then you'd have to worry about burning up your spit, right? Your wooden spit. What you see is that. So the question is, let's just put that grass. Is what kind of comparison? How do you compare these two things, right? Wood and metal. But I think there is, like, in terms of the way a person looks at it, they're comparable. Because, like, conduction is a nice fact, a nice scientific fact, and you know, and all. But bottom line is like, when a person considers his spit, no one says, oh, since I have to worry, make sure I don't burn up my spit on fire. Because the person knows the spit is a holder, and the spit goes inside, so it doesn't have direct exposure to the flame. And therefore, it's protected, and it's not really, it doesn't really get hot. Okay, it's not really, and therefore, he doesn't look at the spit as a cooking implement, as part of the the heat. It's the idea of a spit inside of an animal is a brilliant idea that you could hold the thing with a piece of wood, and wood burns, but you put it on the inside and it's all protected. So therefore, the way you think of a spit as something which is not involved, it simply keeps the thing in place, but it's not involved in the cooking. Okay, because you can't cook with wood. Everyone knows you can't cook with wood. It's wood burns up. So it's a holder. So the thing is that similarly, when you look at metal, you don't say that I have a metal, my spit is my cooking implement. Okay, he's making this equation, just like the wood doesn't burn, so too the metal doesn't burn. He's saying the equation, he doesn't mean like on a scientific level they're the same, but he means in terms of the way a person looks at it they're the same. Is a person doesn't look at spit as involved in the process of cooking. Spit has a different function. Namely, it holds the thing. On the contrary, a person identifies the spit as removed from the cooking, removed from the fire, protected from the fire. That's why he doesn't even think about putting in a wooden spit. He has no problem with that because he knows it's the spit is removed from the fire. Now, this is a fact that anyone will tell you that there's conduction or whatever, but you don't. That's not the way a person views it. And therefore, the shame of the object, the identity, as being tzliyesh, fire roasted, still is intact. You don't say it's tzli machmas davar acher. You don't say it's tzli. It's not like the shame in the chafza is not one of roasted by the spit. Okay, but the chachamim argue it doesn't go by the shame in the chafza, its identity, but it goes by the bottom line reality, is that was it roasted by the fire or was it roasted by the spit? Okay, or by something else? What actually caused the thing? Okay. In other words, the question is it pshat that there's like a part of the type of bishul, it's a tzliyesh, as well as that's part of like the identity of the thing? Or does it just mean that the only cause of the tzli, of the roasting, must be the fire and nothing else? So then here, there's another cause. The metal is also a cause of the roasting. Okay? That's the way the Chum argue, that's the way we hold, that's why we use wood, because you can't have anything else causing the roasting besides for metal, besides for the fire. But Rabbi Yehuda's argument, it's not a matter of what practically caused it, it's the shame, tzliyesh, that has to be identified. The chafza is a tzliyesh. It means roasted by the fire roasted, not roasted by something else. Now, if you have the oven is basically, if you have some external object, which you, let's say, you take and put on the thing, or rub it out against the oven, like Yonah says, sure, you have by bread, as long as you use the oven to cook the thing, it's a hot oven, and you could use the oven's walls get very hot also, so if you put it up against the wall, you'll say it's cooked by the flame and by the oven. So it has a dual double. That part of the Pesach is cooked by the oven. So the oven could be the oven is part of is involved in the heating in the cooking process. It holds the heat. It holds the heat. It's very hot itself. You could put things against it and they'll cook. So therefore, if the thing goes against it, then that's identity. That it's tzli machmas le'esh and the oven. But the spit is the nature of the way a person relates to spit is that it's removed from the vessel. It's removed from the fire. And therefore, even if it happens to be that it will conduct, that's not the way it's identified and it doesn't have the status, the shame of tzli shput. That's not the way it's identified. But, for instance, if you didn't use the spit, see, even that he would agree that you can't put it on a grill. This is a good example, like on a grill. The grill is part of the cooking. Right? Flame broiled, grilled. Part of a barbecue is those black lines on it, right? Well, what would be a barbecue if you didn't have those black lines? The grates is the metal. It's like part of the way the thing cooks, right? I mean, that's a certain type of cooking. There's different cooking on a skewer. There's a cooking on the grates. And you get the lines, and however it works, is that's the part of the thing. So that's not just a holder, right? It's actually involved in the cooking, right? So that's it's cooked by the fire and by the grates, by the metal barbecue. Right, that's the right. Some people even rub like onion or whatever onto the grates, onto the barbecue, like the grill is part of the thing. So it's not suspended in midair. But the spit is not that way. The whole idea of the spit is to be totally uninvolved in the cooking process. And the proof is the guy uses wood, which is the ultimate thing, which he'd never put in a fire. So the reviewer's argument sounds fallacious, but it's because he's not talking on the level of physics. He's talking on the level of the way a person looks at it. the way a person looks at a spit is the fact that the guy doesn't think about it when it comes to wood shows the way a person relates to a spit. Spit is not part of the product of the cooker. A person doesn't look at the spit and say, metal spit is part of my cooking process, the wooden spit is not part of the cooking process. The spit is just its role is not that way. If wooden spits would light on fire, for instance, if meat with animals would not protect the wooden spits, okay, and therefore you'd not be able to use a wooden spit, then the way you would look at it is you'd say you'd consider that an animal isn't really a protector of a spit, and therefore the inside of the animal is also whatever's inside the animal is also involved in the cooking. The cooking, the heat of the fire is unprotectable, so to speak. It would be impossible to shield, and therefore the fire basically pervades the animal through and through, and anything which is inside is equally part of the fire as the outside of the fire. Therefore, you'd make sure not to use a wooden spit. And then, if you had metal in there, then the metal would be like a grate of a barbecue. That would be part of the cooking process. But it's saying, since you see wooden spits that don't light on fire, apparently the animal serves as a good enough protection to exclude that which is inside the animal from the fire. So therefore, similarly, the metal also, that's the way a person identifies it. Even though, it's just a voicemail, even though the fact is that there is going to be conduction. But that's not the way that he's putting an argument which sounds wrong in terms of physics. The premise is that he's talking about physics. But since he's not talking about physics, since he's talking about the shame of the thing, the identity of it as tzliyesh, so it doesn't matter. He's not talking physics. He's talking about the way the person views the thing. And the argument is based around the framework of a person and the way a person views it. Okay, so now a further thing. Maybe I'll set you up with a problem for tomorrow. We'll see. So the Gemara says like this. So remember the Mishnah says you're not allowed to use a spit or a grill, right? And then it says a story by a Gamliel who told his servant to use a grill, to put it on the grill. So the Gemara asks, this is on Ayin Hay and Aleph, Maisa Listar? What, the Gemara is bringing a story? The Mishnah brings a story to contradict the Mishnah? Okay, that's a common quote. Common question. My cell is door, it's a question.
Rabbi
Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel, yeah. The Gemara says, no. You know, the Mishnah is missing some words. You have to put in some words into the Mishnah. It says, v'im aschala minu keves mutar. And if it's a grate which has holes, then it's permitted. V'amar Rabbi Tzadok, my cell Rabbi Gamliel, sh'amar l'tevi abdo, tsevi tzalon espes al aschala minu keves. The story of Rabbi Gamliel, he told him to do it on a grate that has holes. Okay. Ayin hay and al. The top. So what's this aschal minu keves, a grate with holes? So Rashi says asu kabricham kein shalanu. It's made of like poles. They're poles like ours. V'yesh chalal gadol bein briach lebriach, and there's a big space between the poles. V'nosin hashpud l'rochvo, and you put the spit like horizontal on top of the pole. So the inside of the oven has a bunch of poles. Okay, like poles, and you, so to speak, you put them like a perpendicular. You put the spit perpendicular to the poles, so it'll rest on top of the two poles. Okay, so it's not like a barbecue like what we have. It would be imagine the barbecue. If you'd space out the little space between the barbecue, that there are feet and a few feet in between the poles, two metal poles, and then you rest the metal spit on top of those metal poles, or you rest the spit on top of the poles in order to hold the animal. Says v'chol hatla nitzav avir shaben shnei berichim, and then the sheep is roasted in the space between the two poles. Shein b'sor nageh v'barzel, so the flesh is not going to touch the metal. So basically, it's just a way to hold the spit. Okay, you can hold the spit. The standard way I think the Mishnah has to hold the spit is basically you put the spit through the animal, and then you put it on the floor. And you lean like the top of the spit against the oven, so the animal is going to be vertical. But another way of saying is you could make it horizontal is if you have metal poles inside your oven, so you could put it horizontal by putting the two sides of the spit on top of these metal rods. So that's fine. It's hard to understand what the oven is. Why wouldn't it be good, right? I mean, well, basically, it's just holding. Right? What's the problem? What would be the problem? But that's what it's saying according to Rashi. Okay? Problem?
Okay, where?
There's no problem either with Rashi, besides for what's the Chiddush, but I don't want to deal with that. Okay, but the Rambam learns this case a little differently, and the Rambam is difficult. Okay? Rambam says, "In Solon es HaPesach," this is in Rambam, Hilchos Karban Pesach, which is in the book Karbanos, Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perachas Halachatas. "In Solon es HaPesach Agabe Kli Aven, or Kli Matchos." So you can't roast the Karban Pesach on top of a wooden kli, wooden utensil, or a metal utensil. Shenemar Tzliyesh, right? You can't put it in a pan, because now it's going to be roasted by the pan. It's not going to be roasted by the fire. The lo tzli davracher can't be roasted by something else. The fikach im hayekli minukav, if it's a holy kli, okay, it's a holy metal thing, it has holes. Kadesha tishlod bahor, such that the fire could rain over it, could be sholed on it, could go through the holes and burn up the thing which is inside. So then so long, love, then you could use it. Okay, so basically it sounds like he's learning the case is like it would be like a barbecue, like our barbecues, something like that. It basically has holes. And the fire, maybe it would be a stronger fire than our barbecues, but, you know, like when you drip the fat in the barbecue, so the flame really comes out. So presuming means is the flame is now going to be sholed on this metal, you know, through the holes. So the fire is going to be able to go through the holes. Yeah, so then you could roast with it. Then you could use it. Okay? The insol also a spit shall matakas or a spit cham kolo of itsol and makoma. But you can't use a metal spit because the spit becomes hot, fully hot, and it roasts its place. So somehow he's saying if you could use a metal grate. Right? This is how he's learning an aslam and ukavas. He's learning that you can use a metal grate, you can't use a metal a solid metal pan, because then it's going to heat up the pan, and then the pan is going to cook the thing. But if you use a grate, what we call like a grate, which has holes, and the fire could make its way through the grates, so then you could do it. But the problem is, what's the problem?
Seems like the grate is cooking it.
What? Yeah, the grate, isn't the grate also cooking it? I mean, it's true the fire is going to go through the grates, and the fire is going to cook it, but isn't the grate also going to cook it? I mean, aren't they both going to be cooking it? How is this different? And you see, for instance, if it touches, the case where it touches the wall of the oven, so the fire's cooking it and the oven's cooking it. But that's a problem. Doesn't matter. It has to be tzliyesh. It means only tzliyesh, it would seem. Not tzli by anything else. Right? So there's a spit, the metal spit. So isn't the metal, the fire cooking it and the spit cooking it? But you see, it's a problem. So this it seems to be exclusively by the fire. So how could it be that works? Right, what's the Ram I'm so holding? How could it be that this works once Ram that you can use this grate? Right? Okay, that's one thing I want to do for tomorrow. Another thing is that remember the question about Bishel after cooking the tzli. You have the matzah if you cook it. So the question is, does it remove it from being matzah or not? Because now it's baked. Now it's boiled instead of baked. So the Gemara in Brachos, it's on Lamed Ches, I think I'm a base, Artosis quotes it. But it's a Gemara which says, Lamed Ches, 38b. Basically says, as a case, it wants to say, yeah, 38b. There's a machlokes, right, we have a machlokes where they're allowed to use matzah, which is boiled after it was baked. Does the boiling undermine the status of matzah, of bread? So there's a question also, what bracha you make on vegetables, on boiled vegetables? Okay, shlakos, boiled vegetables. Does the boiling remove the status as being like pri hadama somehow? So the Gemara wants to line those up and say it's the same machlokas. And then the Gemara says, no, maybe matzah is different. So what I'd like to explain, what's the question there? Why would I think they're the same? They seem to be different questions. What? And the Gemara there. And there's a Rabbi Yonah on that Gemara.
And
Brachos
38b,
how far down
the pit
is that? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure. It's like around halfway, approximately.
What is it?
So the Tosos here is Ula. Ula Amar Mem Aleph Mem Aleph. I mean, he basically brings down the point. I mean, you can read that Tosos if you want. Mem Aleph Mem Aleph. Bottom Tosos on Mem Aleph Mem Aleph.